Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 11th of June 2017. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Mike VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3570 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 7140 MHz by yours truly, Mike VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On 14130 MHz by Jack VK7 India Lima, and on 28.525 MHz by Peter VK7 Tango Papa Echo. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. VK7 News, QSL update. The WIA VK7 Inwards QSL card manager, Herman VK7HW, reports that there has not been a major delivery of QSL cards from the WIA since very early this year. Some cards have recently been delivered to NTARC in mid-May. Herman would also like to receive an update from club secretaries as to a list of call signs of their club members and also any other call signs they are happy to collect cards for. And that is 73 from Herman, WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Manager. VK7 News, VK7 Regional News. We have some gaps in the broadcast roster for both readers and rebroadcasters. So, if you have a clear and easy-to-listen-to voice and would like to give reading a go once a month, then please contact me. If reading is not your thing, but you listen to the broadcast on a Sunday morning and you're able to rebroadcast on one of our broadcast frequencies once a month, that would also really help us out. Please drop me an email or phone call and let me know what you are interested in, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. Northwest News from the NWTR and TVG. Report on Club General Meeting. A club general meeting was held last Saturday, the 3rd of June, at Ulverston, which was very well attended by local amateurs and those from further afield. Attendees included a new member, that was Phil, VK7FILL, Kevin, VK7VictorEchoKilo, along with Peter, VK7PapaDelta, and Joe, VK7JG. The major item for discussion was the club's participation in Johto Johtai 2017 in October. It is planned to have active stations at Burnie Scout Headquarters, Peyton Park in Ulverston, and Smithton. The location there is yet to be advised. A meeting between 11 districts and members of the club at Peyton Park is planned later today to sort out some technical issues associated with previous JOTA activity at this location. At the conclusion of the meeting, those present were treated to two excellent presentations. Firstly, Peter, VK7PD, and Joe, VK7JG, had travelled down from Launceston to share with us their experiences with propagation experiments on 1296. They proudly showed off the construction of a 1296 Meg Yagi, which was designed by Rex VK7MO. The design was centred on 1296.1. Peter demonstrated his 23-centimetre transverter, which was GPS-locked to 10 gigs connected to an FT817. He also stated that Rex had heard the 23-centimetre beacon located at Don Heads in Hobart using similar equipment. They had developed the travelling roadshow using some of the equipment demonstrated, being a relatively simple setup. In conclusion, Peter said that the main reason for the presentation was to entice Northwest amateurs to become involved, as they lived in the best area for communications to the mainland. The meeting thanked Peter for his presentation and were pleased that Joe VK7JG was well enough to make the journey. A big thank you to both of you for your efforts. The second presentation was by Aaron, VK7AGR, filling us in on the situation re the new D-Star repeater on Table Cape. The location at West Ulverston is not a good location for access to Table Cape. He demonstrated alternatives to address this issue by using a DV Mega Raspberry Pi and Wi-Fi combination to digitally access the repeater using his personal hotspot on his mobile. Radio used was an ICOM ID51 dual band connected by reflector 2-3, which is the main Australian reflector. The meeting showed its gratitude to Aaron by acclamation. Well done. In conclusion, we are wondering who brought the scrumptious chocolate cakes for afternoon tea. In packing up, they were located in a fancy tin, unopened, with a note on the front of the lid saying, "Bring tin home," underneath. The chocolate cakes was a further notice saying, "Bring tin home." Yours truly can testify that the cakes were excellent and have now been consumed. Wondering if said person will be attending the next meeting, and if so, will be bringing any goodies, or indeed whether they will be allowed to venture out. 73s until next time, and that's from Tony, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, and he's the news officer for the NWTR and the TVG. Northern News. Amateurs helping amateurs. Once again, the intrepid helpers in the north of Tasmania came forward with assistance. The venue, VK7JG's residence. The problem: erect a new high fence to protect his valuable crops from several species of fauna, deer, wombats, rabbits, etc. Also, the proposed discussion of a beverage antenna and re-erection of an 80-metre dipole. At approximately 0900, the team arrived, made up of VK7JG Joe, VK7ALH Roscoe, VK7DW Andrew, VK7AN Al, Tomo and Gerard. Construction of a new high fence commenced and was erected within a 3-day period. Unfortunately, it was rather sad to see the hordes of deer passing by with a sad look. The days were concluded by a tasty barbecue by his XYL Phil. All in all, an excellent achievement by an ever-enthusiastic team. Coming up in the near future, a grand night at Grinwald. Do keep your ears tuned for this announcement, and that's 73 from Al, VK7AN. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, June General Meeting. A final reminder that our next general meeting will be held this coming Wednesday, the 14th of June. The meeting will commence at 19:30 hours, or 7:30 p.m. for the uninitiated. We will be in the main hall, and the likely coldish temperatures notwithstanding, the urn will be on and the open fire will be stoked up to keep us all warm. The meeting is to be followed by a show and tell, so bring along something you have recently bought, otherwise acquired or simply rediscovered in the treasure hoard, or maybe even built, to share with others. It's hoped we may be able to have a brief presentation on D-Star, if the planets align to allow that to happen. Of course, show and tell will be followed by what else but supper. Donations of goodies, e.g. cakes, slices, sandwiches, to share would be appreciated. FSQ. I have been advised that Peter, VK7KPC, and Kevin, VK7HKN, are busy playing with FSQ data transmissions on HF. They've been listening in on the Friday night Hobart FSQ get-together, but so far have not succeeded in making any contact with the Southern group, looking for other amateurs to get involved. So if you're interested, then contact either Peter by email, dod.pc@bigpond.com, or Kevin at kevinvk7hkn@gmail.com. Future events. Birthday afternoon tea. One thing you cannot escape each year is the celebration of one's birth, otherwise known as the ageing process. Member Lynn, VK7FROG, turns 60 and is celebrating that big event by having an afternoon tea on Saturday the 17th of June, and this is an open invitation to all NTARC members to attend. The venue is the NTARC Club Room, Main Hall, and the get-together commences at 1 p.m, running through until about 5 p.m. Afternoon tea has been catered for. Hopefully Lynn won't have to make her own cake and other munchies. The urn will be on, so endless tea and coffee will abound, and once again the open fire will be lit. If you'd prefer something else in the liquid field, then it will be BYO, your favourite red or white. So just rock up and catch up with friends and enjoy the company. Field Weekend. NTARC has slotted a field weekend into its 2017 calendar. This event will be held over the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd of July 2017, and the venue will be the Santa Arena Park at Scottsdale. Field days were features of amateur radio in the north and northwest of VK7 in the 1950s and 60s, but seem to have faded away over subsequent decades. We think it's time to attempt a rebirth. Rather than just have a single day, though, we thought it should be expanded to cover the whole weekend, hopefully better enabling interested amateurs to take part while still attending to family weekend commitments. The field weekend is open to all amateurs around the state and interested parties that may like to see what amateur radio is all about. So if you have a friend or a partner that may be thinking of obtaining an amateur radio licence, why not bring them along? You can plan to stay the whole weekend or just a day visit on the Saturday. Travelling from Launceston can either be via Lilydale or the Sidling and takes approximately 50 minutes. If you're wondering where Santorina Park is, it's located on the Bridport Road at approximately 9 kilometres north of Scottsdale. Santorina Park is a large complex capable of handling over 100 plus horse floats. I can assure you that no horses will be present on this weekend, so there will be plenty of room for camping in caravans, motorhomes, tents, and there is a limited space available for swags or sleeping bags in the judge's box. There are toilet and shower facilities on site and power is available in various locations around the ground. But the most important feature is that there is plenty of area for antenna farms and some handy trees of considerable height. What's more, for those that want to try a really quiet location for HF operations, this fits the bill. NTARC has booked the exclusive use of the site for that weekend. NTARC will have there all its equipment used by the safety communications team, and of course the NTARC communications trailer will be on site, now fully decked out with its rollout awning and club signage. The club's biggest barbecue will be taken along to be utilised by all attendees, and for those that have fire pots, you're welcome to bring them, but please note it is a BYO firewood, barbecue meat and drinks. While other activities are underway, the safety comms team will also be testing 70 centimetre coverage from their field repeater to the various checkpoint locations and carrying out some other work around the site and also pruning of the bush on the access road to one of the checkpoint locations. Santorina Park will be the site for next year's National Equine Endurance Championships, the Tom Quilty, so this aspect of our field weekend will be useful preparation for that event. If you'd like to know more about this weekend, then please contact Norm Thorley, VK7 Kilo Tango November. His email address, safetycoms.ntark@gmail.com. Or you can phone him on his mobile, 0429 389 790. That's 0429 389790. Ongoing use of the main hall, Rochely Scout Hall. Since early in 2013, NTARC Incorporated has enjoyed the use of the small hall at the Rochely Scout Hall under the terms of a formal agreement we hold with Scouts Tasmania. Since at least late 2014, we've also been making growing use of the main hall at that venue, to the point that it is now somewhat difficult to imagine future club operations as they have expanded without access to that extra facility. We have only to reflect on the huge success of last October's casserole night to bring home that realisation. The committee is therefore pleased to report that we are now well advanced in negotiations with Scouts Tasmania to extend our present formal agreement to include the main hall under similar terms and conditions that apply to our present tenure. We will be briefing members in detail at next Wednesday night's meeting and then use the weekly broadcast to keep members up to date on progress with our negotiations. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until about noon or longer, if members want to linger longer. Although tomorrow, Monday, the 12th of June, is a public holiday to celebrate the Queen's birthday, the club room will be open as usual, so come along and join us. Please remember that aside from the good company and fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, but at the moment we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email secretary@ntark.net. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelieu, and that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated, or better known as REAST. FSQ Fridays Net. The 9th of June, net started on 2 metres with VK7LXX, VK7FB and VK7HW, able to hear each other very well before moving on to 40 metres. This was always going to be interesting because VK7LXX just put up a new HF antenna and could finally try out FSQ on HF. Although the noise was low, he could only hear VK7FB and VK7HW, but not VK7BEN. Dropping down to 80 metres made for stronger signals from all, and also VK7RF. In future FSQ Fridays, we will add 80 metres to our schedule. Next Friday, the 16th of June, we'll start on 144 megs USB at 8 o'clock or 2000, and then go to 7105 at 2020, and then on to 80 metres on 3580 kHz at 2040, if we find that 40 is not working well. Join the VK7 Matrix chat channel if you are struggling to be heard. And that's 73 from Scott, VK7LXX. June presentation night, radio control technology, FPV, VR, OSD, and much more. Wow, standing room only for our REAST member Ron Cullen's presentation on some very impressive radio control kit. Ron started with some history of his radio control journey, starting in 1979 when he was in the Air Force, and they had an aero modelling club and even showed an RC controller from that era. Ron was posted all over Australia and he took his RC planes with him. Zoomed in 1998 and Ron left the Air Force and shelved his interest in RC. A couple of years ago he started to get back into it. The Night Walrus was his first purchase and some VR goggles was his foray back into RC. This included some interesting innovations, including a visual approach slope indicator for his RC planes, and this mirrors the use of this technology at commercial runways. Ron went to a plane with a back-mounted motor, so he had clear view of from the front camera. However, this has some challenges with the back prop. When launching the aircraft. So some experimental mock-ups created a launch ramp with bungee cord to shoot the plane off the ramp and into the air. This led to the development of an LIPD-triggered bungee cord release innovation. This enables single-operator operation. First-person view goggles was the next innovation, followed by a flight computer and telemetry transceiver, on-screen display, video transmitter and GPS feeding the flight transmitter. There are five different frequencies used, 5.8 GHz, 2.4 GHz, 900 MHz and 1575 MHz and 433 MHz. The computer has many modes that help the pilot fly the plane, and Ron brought up the flight software Mission Planner that lets you use many of these modes. They include manual, stabilize, fly-by-wire, auto-tune, training, acro, cruise, auto, loiter, circle, and return to home. There is also geofencing using GPS coordinates and terrain following. Ron showed short videos of his experiments, including the vision the pilot sees through his goggles with an on-screen display throughout the presentation. Martin, VK7MA, also brought along one of his quadcopters to show the versatility of electronics that Ron uses. These can be used in RC vehicles, quadcopters, hex/octocopters, planes, jets, etc. Ron answered many questions and demonstrated many aspects, including giving the audience a view through each of his FPV and VR goggles. Thanks, Ron, for a fantastic insight into this very impressive kit and your experience coming to grips with it. We also had another first last Wednesday night, with the presentation being streamed live to the internet via YouTube, thanks to our connection to the NBN and Ben, VK7BEN, who set up the streaming. We had a peak of 12 viewers and many good comments. The video of the stream has been placed onto the Reist YouTube channel and has already had over 80 views. So just note that you can watch all of that interesting stuff on YouTube. The video is still up there. And that's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. The July presentation night, LoRa Radio Standard. Save the date, it's on the 4th of July 2017, commencing at 7:30 p.m. There are low-power, low-speed nodes popping up all around the place called LoRa nodes, which means long-range low power. These nodes are on the 915 meg ISM band. These nodes enable network connections to Internet of Things, or IoT, and other devices to transfer small information packets across effectively a cellular network. Ben, VK7BEN, will be giving us a talk about these devices. Thanks, Ben. August presentation night, Antarctic Communications. Save that date also, the 2nd of August 2017, again at 7:30 p.m. A heads up on the August presentation, which will be on Antarctic Communications from HF to satellite to maritime and everything else. Some history, some theory, some reminiscing, and some fun. This presentation will be by a number of Reist members, headed by Kim, VK7 Kilo Bravo. Another Reist talk not to be missed. Experimenters Night. This week we get back underway with our Experimenters Nights, and we have a Raspberry Pi controlling radio interfaces night. Justin, VK7TW, radio control board for the Raspberry Pi prototype PCB, has been made and populated and will be tested and used this Wednesday night. We'll be playing with the IRLP node again and DTMF audio twists through VK7RAD. Why not bring that Pi TNC along and play packet through your Raspberry Pi? And there might even be a spy camera, Raspberry Pi camera. You never know what will be coming along on a Wednesday night. See you on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Keep an eye on the Reist TAS Facebook page, events for details. And that's 73 is from Justin, VK7TW. Industry news. GBAS commissioned at Melbourne Airport. An aircraft landing system known as SmartPath has been activated at Melbourne Airport, with the installation being only the second of its kind in the Southern Hemisphere. The SmartPath technology, otherwise known as Ground-Based Augmentation System, or GBAS, is a precision approach and landing system enabling suitably equipped aircraft to land in low visibility conditions. The technology improves the accuracy of aircraft positioning themselves on approach to an airport and guides them along a predictable, precise landing path by correcting reporting from GPS and transmitting data directly to an aircraft's flight management system. Air Services Australia Executive General Manager of Air Navigation Services, Stephen Angus, said the implementation of SmartPath at Melbourne Airport was part of Air Services' continuing focus on technology and performance. SmartPath was first installed at Sydney Airport in 2014. The integration of SmartPath both at Sydney and Melbourne airports highlights Air Services' commitment to embracing Global Navigation Satellite Systems, or GNSS, technology, which delivers higher performance services to our customers, Angus said. Melbourne Airport Chief of Aviation Simon Gandy said the airport welcomed the move towards more effective and reliable forms of aircraft navigation utilising satellite-based technology. GBAS can provide a more resilient system for all runway approaches at Melbourne Airport, providing airlines and air travellers an enhanced level of service, particularly when the airport is experiencing poor weather conditions, Gandy said. The benefits of GBAS at other locations have included more efficient descent and landings, as well as fewer flight disruptions and improved airport capacity from accurately guided simultaneous operations. Air Services said it is continuing to work with the airline industry to encourage increased rates of installation of smart path-capable avionics. And that was sourced from the Critical Comms webazine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. NTARC, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochalie in Launceston. REAST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, and then the Satellite Experimenters nights from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms in Hobart. REAST 23cm QSO party following after this Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM and then moves to 1296.2 on JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. REAST FSQ Fridays, 144 megs upper sideband at 2000, then 7105 at 2020, and then 3580 upper sideband at 2040. Events, NTARC, June the 14th, general meeting, followed by a show-and-tell D-Star presentation from 7:30 p.m. in the Rochalie Club Rooms. REAST, July 4, Lower R presentation with Ben VK7BN from 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. If you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club or for details, or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods, and they can be found at www.res.net.au. Just a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Peter, VK7PD. Repeaters, REAST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7TW. We'd like a volunteer for 20 metres, thanks. Do we have any takers for that one? And on 10 metres, rostered is VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Regional News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Regional News at 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 Regional News and Broadcast Coordinator, and that's Justin, VK7TW. You can reach him at vk7tw@wia.org.au. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. For the VK7 Regional News, it's a very good morning or good evening whenever you're listening. From Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.